Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 21st day of the month of Iyar. Today is the 36th day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can sign up for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call, excuse me. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call, including the three children that we have been davening for, Chaya Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Fredel, Elini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. May they and all in need have a quick, speedily, Refuah Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind as well, those being held captive, of course, all of our brothers and sisters being held in Gaza, Eben Gershkovitz, the Wall Street Journal journalist who's been held in Russia now for, I believe, well over a year, as well as Arvin Tanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who has been held unjustly in Iran. I want to thank today's sponsor, Rose Eisenberg and family, for so generously sponsoring today's program in memory of her mother, Geisha Gittel Bas Rav Yosef. May her neshama have an aliyah. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Kenneth Brodkin, Congregation of B'nai Israel in Manalapan, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Brodkin fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu in Hebrew and English. Sorry, Rabbi Brodkin, did not give you a heads up for that one. Achenu in Hebrew and English, followed then by the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim. Finally, Rabbi Brodkin will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, inserting a pause, giving each of us to add the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brodkin.
Thanks so much for having me, Rabbi Herman. I'd like to thank you. And for those who don't know me, my name is Rabbi Ken Brodkin. I'm the rabbi here at B'nai Israel in Manalapan, located in central New Jersey. And I know that wherever we are, we faced unprecedented challenges for decades inside of universities. Israel has been portrayed as a colonial power conquering a foreign people. And unfortunately, this ideology has spread like wildfire. We really don't know where it's going to lead to. But if you want to see the ancient connection between Israel and the people of Israel and the land of Israel, well, look no further than the Parshios that we're learning right now at the end of Vayikra. The Torah describes many aspects of the myth to settle the land and allot the land to tribes and families. But what happens when poverty strikes? When a member of a family becomes destitute, and they have to sell their land, it becomes a mitzvah for more wealthy family members to redeem that land, buy it back, and give it to the poor family member. And that, of course, is described at the end of Vayikra. And then it really comes into full bloom in Megillas Ruth, the book of Ruth that we're going to read. And when Boaz redeems the land that once belonged to Naomi's husband. But if we look a bit later in Jewish history, we find another really strange example of redeeming land. And this example is detailed in Jeremiah 32. It was read in last week's Haftarah. And while it reveals a deep connection to Eretz Yisrael, it's a strange story because it was a dire moment, unlike any other moment, when Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian army were besieging Israel. Jeremiah had prophesied for years, the end is near, destruction of the first temple is imminent. And now Yirmiyahu is sitting in prison and a new prophecy comes to him. Behold, your cousin Chenamel is coming to you saying, buy for yourself my field that is in Anatot, for upon you is the law of redemption to redeem it. And so it happened. Jeremiah's cousin arrived from Anatot asking him to buy the field. He bought his cousin's field, and what's more, he wrote out the deed before witnesses, and the deed was placed in an earthenware jug to keep it for many, many years. Let's pause and think about what's happening. On the surface, it's absurd. The Jewish people are about to be exiled to Babel. What point could there possibly be in redeeming land moments before exile? It's astonishing that Jeremiah, sitting in jail, is redeeming land for his cousin, who doesn't even necessarily seem to be destitute. Is he? Has he been duped? And so Yirmiyahu turns to Hashem and he prays. He recounts the history of the Jewish people. He recounts how God took the Jewish people out of Israel with signs and wonders. After all this, Israel sinned, and so God declared destruction would occur. And now, here it is. The people are starving, and exile is about to happen. And Hashem turns back to Yirmiyahu and says, everything that you're saying is true. And yet, even though you're going into exile, there is still hope for the future. Kisadot b'kesef yiknu, od be'eretz binyaminu b'sivei Yerushalayim. Once again, land will be bought and purchased in the land of Israel. And so why has he been given this task of redeeming land when destruction is at the door? The answer is very simple. Jeremiah's purchase taught a vital lesson. Yes, this is a difficult time of trials, but there's also hope for the future. The exiles would eventually return and land would be bought once again. And that's how it happened in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, the Jews streamed back. And this is so integral to the Jewish story. When we think about what it means to be Jewish, hope is always there. Last week, I heard a representative of the Jewish agency share the story about how her Ethiopian parents made Aliyah to Israel. And as an adult, this woman visited the village in Ethiopia that her parents came from, and she realized how dangerous and difficult it must have been in order for her parents to have left Ethiopia and gone to Israel. In fact, when they did that, when they made that trek, they actually lost one of their children to illness. And so when she got back to Israel from visiting Ethiopia, she asked her mother, she said, how was it that you made this decision to leave your home in Ethiopia? And the mother explained, yes, it's true. Of course we knew of the danger. But for 2,500 years, our community held out hope of going back to Jerusalem. When we heard there might be a chance to go home to Israel, we were prepared to risk it all. And that's the hope that Jews live with. In fact, Yosef Shlomo Kahaneman was the rabbi of Panovich in Lithuania. And at the outbreak of World War II, he happened to be in the land of Israel. Tragically, while he was there, the entire student body of his yeshiva was murdered by Nazis. But Rav Kahaneman did not lose hope. He bought land near the Tel Aviv in Bnei Brak. He tirelessly raised funds to build a new yeshiva alongside orphanages that he built. He had hope in the future in the bleakest of times. And so it's a mitzvah to side of the land of Israel. It's a mitzvah also to help and redeem Jews wherever they may be it Lithuania, Tel Aviv, here in the United States. And in Jeremiah's days, the situation was dire. In our times, too, we face a wildfire of anti-Semitism that threatens our people. But Yirmiyahu teaches us an invaluable lesson. In times of mortal danger, we remember that there is a Jewish future. So wherever you are, remember Yirmiyahu. Have that audacious hope. There is a Jewish tomorrow, and that beckons us to build our future today. Thank you for listening. We're now going to continue with our Tehillim. I'm going to start with Tehillim Parak Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam natseach mizmor l'David, yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrucha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, Ya'anehu mishmei kadsho b'gevuros yesha yemino. Ey l'vorechev, ohey l'basusim, V'anachnu b'shem Adonoi Eloheinu Nazkir. Hey, Makaru. V'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonoi Hoshia. Hamelech ya'aneinu b'yom kareinu. We will now continue with Parakaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonoi roi lo echtar. Binos deshe yarbi seini. Almei menuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev yankeini b'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei tzomaveth, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, hema yenachemunim, karoch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorarai, dishanta b'shemen roshi, kosi, Rivayam Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni Koyamei chayai v'shavti v'beis Adonoi v'orech yamim. We're now going to continue with Tehillim, Perek, Kuf, Kaf, Aleph, 1:21. Shir l'malo Esa einai el harim me'ayin vo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonoi. Osei shemayim va'aret. Al yitain lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomerecha. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan. Shomer Yisroel Adonoi Shomracha Adonoi Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminacha Yomam HaShemesh V'lo Yakecha V'yoreach Baloyla Adonoi Yishmorcha Mikolcha Yishmor Esnavshecha Adonoi Yishmor Tzeischa V'echa Me'ata v'adolam. We'll now continue with Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalo mimamakim kirasicha Adonoi. Adonoi shima b'koli. Tiyeno aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar yo Adonoi mi amod. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Ki visi Adonoi kivasa nafshi. V'lidvaro hochalti, nafshi l'adonoi mishomrim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisroel el Adonoi, ki im Adonoi hachesed v'harbei imo fedus. V'hu yipteh es Yisroel mikol avonosav. We now will read Tehillim Parakuf Mambez 142, where King David says that he is calling out from a cave in prayer. I'm sure we can all relate to that feeling of calling out from a ma'ara, from a cave, calling out to Hashem. Maskil David b'yos demaras defilom kol yel Adonoi ezak koli el Adonoi eschanan eshpok lefanav sichi. Sarasi lefanav agid, v'his ates alai eruchi, v'yataya data nesivasi, ba'orach zu ahalich tamnu fachli. Habeit yamin uve'ev yein li makir. Avad manos mi mani ein doresh l'nafshi. Za'akti elach adonoi, amarti atamachti chelki bi'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi, kidalosi ma'od, hasileni mirodfai, ki amsu mimani. Hotsia mimasker nafshi lahodos es shanaka, biach tiru tzadikin ki sigmol alai. When King David felt in doresh l'nafshi, there's no one seeking to help him out. Za'akti elach Hashem, he called out to Hashem and ultimately gave thanksgiving unto Hashem. And now, as we contemplate the situation of our brothers and sisters who are held in captivity, we sing Achenu.
Achenu kol beis Yisroel. Achenu kol beis Yisroel. Hanesunim b'tzara, b'tzara uvashivya, omdim b'ein yam uvein bahia habasha. Hamakom yirachem, yirachem aleihem v'yotiyem mitzara, v'hirvachom me'at.
Our brothers, the entire house of Israel who are placed in distress and captivity, whether they are in the sea or in dry land, may the omnipresent have mercy upon them and bring them out. Lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We also contemplate the situation of our defense forces in Israel. We will make a Misha Berach for the Israel Defense Forces. Misha Berach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva HaGnal Yisrael VaAnshei Kochot HaBitachon Ha'Omdim HaMishmar Artzenu VaArei Eloheinu Migvul HaVanon VaAd Midbar Mitzrayim UMin HaYam HaGadol Ad Levo Arva UBechol Makom Shehem Biabasha Ubavir Ubiyam. Itain Adinoi Eloheinu, Es Oivenu Akamim Aleinu, Nigafim Lifneham, Akadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Vyatilas Chayaleinu, Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka, Umikol Nega Machala, Vishlach Bracha V'Tzlacha, Bekol Maaseh Yedehem. Yad Bersoneinu Tachteyem Vyatrem V'Ketz Yeshua, Uvyateres Nitzachon V'Koyam Bam Makasu, Ki Adinoi Eloheichem Aleichim Achem, V'Lacham Lechem Im Oivechem Loshiatchem, V'Nomar Amen. We will now make a Misha Berach for those who are being held in captivity. Misha Berach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Ushlomo. Hu Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Nedreisa V'Hagana L'Yisrael U'Shevuyav. V'Yaskol Achenu Hanesunim B'Tzara U'Beshivya. Ba'avor Shekol HaKahal HaKadosh Hazem Mispalel Ba'avoram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotzi'em Mechoshech V'Tzalmavis. Amen. Let me just echo that and say we certainly pray and await for the day when our captives will return to Tzion in Rina in joyous song. And finally, we will say a tefillah, a prayer for those who are ill. Yishaberach HaKolim.
Misha Berach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aaron David Ushlamo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. Please insert the names that you are davening for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachzimam Olarapotam Lahachzikam Olachayosam Yishlach Lahem Mehera Refua Shalema Min HaShemayim L'Ramach Evrehem Ushasag Yideyem B'Tok Shar Chol Yisrael Refua Sanefesh U'Refua Saguf Hashta B'Golav Izman Kariv and Omar Amen. Thank you again, Rabbi Herman.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rabbi Brackman. Look forward to having you back on the program. You've got in the near future, throughout the year, at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at the time to share a moment of tefillah and prayer together. Hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, which is very much the tone of Rabbi Brackman. Really incredible, beautiful, very vivid that he shared with us. Wishing the Chama, comfort, physical strength and hope, all of Klal Yisrael around the world.